The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.
We'll go this way. What I do every morning, walking. There's 400 acres of land here. At night, coming in into summer now, I'll be up around 8 o'clock. Go for a walk, come back. May go for another walk because I can go by the sea.
Jimmy Duddy is walking through Malahide Castle Gardens, Dublin. He looks younger than he is. A retired butcher in his 60s, Jimmy's diagnosis with early onset dementia took him off guard.
I couldn't believe it to be told that I can't drive a car. A lot of things I couldn't do.
The news was broken to Jimmy in a small hospital room with his wife and two children beside him.
Nobody said anything. You'd swear there was a bomb hit. And when they came home, I suppose I was so frightened. I didn't even recognise my own house. And I went to bed that night and woke up in the morning. And I stood outside the door of the room. And I said, I'm not dead. I thought I'd definitely, if you have Alzheimer's, you're going to die. And I said to myself, well, I have it, but I'm not. I'm keeping going until it knocks me. And it took with me a good few days before I could talk about it, or I didn't want people looking at me. I said, they're looking at me now and they know what's wrong with me.
But when Jimmy did go out meeting friends and neighbours, he found that they didn't really know what dementia was.
When I meet people that I know, you're looking great. I thought you'd look like you lost half a leg. Just you look really great. Well, you haven't lost any weight. And then they'll walk away from you and you'll see them and they're looking back at you. It was just they didn't know how to deal with me. With dementia, it affects how you talk, how you write. I can't write my name now. It just goes like a child's.
Not being able to write your own name, like an erosion of self, and a huge inconvenience. But Jimmy's wife May is by his side.
She does everything, like the bills and the time for going to the hospitals. And doing all that.
She's had to take on the form filling, the remembering of appointments, the organisation of everyday life.
A hard job to keep everything going. She's my buddy. May is the best thing in my life.
And it was May who gave Jimmy the push to join the Forget Me Nots, a dementia friendly choir.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel that spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
My name is Audrey Carney. We have a lovely, lovely group of men and women. We get together every Tuesday morning, and we don't know what we'd do without it. I'm speaking to you about the group I'm with, the chorus, called the Forget Me Nots.
Running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget me nots.
Come and join us. Cup of tea and a chat and fun. Oh, another thing that makes it so much easier, we have our names on a badge, and that introduces us to you.
You make me feel so young.
A winding road on the Hill of Howth leads to Audrey Carney's small, tree-filled garden. Beside the primroses, Audrey balances on one leg, gripping the handrail she had installed in the garden to avoid falls.
Don't get too close.
She's swinging one leg over and back, almost as high as her head, in a wide pendulum motion.
This is where I do my exercises.
Impressively athletic at 90 years young.
Every day, twice a day, so that I can keep in, you know, in practice.
Stretches done, Audrey delights in a meander through the pathways of her hilly garden.
See what I was surprised to find last week? These things are growing under the leaves of this echium. They're a crocus. When you pull back the leaves, more things coming up. Strawberries come up, wild strawberries. And the birds, the pigeons, they come and eat them.
Audrey's twang is from Massachusetts in the USA, but she's lived here for more than 50 years. Her little wooden house is almost engulfed by the trees and plants of her leafy garden.
And here, somewhere, Lily of the Valley comes up. It has a lovely fragrance.
A few steps cut into the hill lead to Audrey's front door.
I always wipe my feet, but I've got stones all around so that we don't get in the mud.
Inside, the house is cozy and warm. There's just enough room in the compact dining room for a table and two chairs. A wood-burning stove glows in one corner.
I'm going to put a piece of my own birch in. There are signs of aging. I forget where I put something, or I know I had something, and I spend 2 or 3 minutes more looking for something, and it's not where I thought and it was somewhere else. And I know there's nobody here but me. So I think as you grow older, you do have little faults. Do remove your coat, I'll take it.
In her tiny kitchen, Audrey heats up blueberry muffins.
Manufacturers do things up so nicely so they won't open up by accident. Meanwhile, old ladies can't open or turn. I have to get people that come to the door quite often to open jam jars.
Loss of independence, relying on others, the little inconveniences of aging. But Audrey refuses to let age define her choices.
The ladies singing would show it to their nieces or nephews, or show Mrs. Carney, show them your tattoos.
A couple of years ago, Audrey just felt like getting some tattoos.
The expression a bucket list started in America. I prefer to call it a wish list. And I had reached 89 and I didn't really need or want anything, but something you wish you could have. And I thought a ring, Celtic ring.
A ring that's tattooed onto her finger, so she doesn't need to worry about losing it.
I enjoyed having it because it didn't catch on things. I didn't worry about it getting in the garden, or it didn't get stuck in my gloves, or the little inconsistencies that...
The Celtic ring has been joined on another finger by music notes, inspired by the Forget-Me-Nots choir.
The G clef shows it's a music, F-A-C-E. And in that space of F-A-C-E, there's an A and a C, and Audrey Carney. It hurt a little bit, but it was fun, and I didn't cry. But I don't feel I want any more. And as far as a wish list is concerned, I wouldn't mind going in a parachute, but I don't want to get too involved in that. I don't think I need to wish for anything else. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my own saddle beneath the western sky. Every Tuesday morning is lovely. The sociability, the friendliness of all the people, and the rhythm, that's what gets us all. You can't hear it without reacting to it.
Fence me in!
Tuesday morning. Choir member Des has arrived early to Baldoyle to sit on a bench by the sea before the choir rehearsal begins.
If you look to the right, you're looking at Howth Head. And if you look over there, you can see Ireland's Eye, a little island off Howth Head. It's quite a beautiful scene here, particularly on a nice sunny day.
Des is tall, confident, a proud North Dubliner all his life.
How can I tell you about myself? Born in 1930, so that makes me 88. First thing I can remember as my contact with music or singing was in the Boy Scouts at a very young age. We used to go camping and under a campfire we'd be singing around it, and that I used to love that.
Des continues his love of singing at the Forget-Me-Nots Choir. The special welcome for people with dementia resonates with him. His late wife was diagnosed with the condition.
She had been suffering with this, you know, on and off. We identified that it would have gone back about 12 years before she eventually died, you know. Yeah, it was very sad to, you know, she could recognise that, you know, something was happening to her mind. She was losing it, and she got very concerned and very depressed about the fact that she knew what was coming at her, you know.
Des's experience gives him a special connection to the choir.
I can connect with a lot of people who are caring for people with the Alzheimer's, you know, and they are where I used to be, you know. Good morning.
10:30 a.m. approaches.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
Des's friends begin to arrive, fellow early birds, allowing plenty of time for a chat before the singing begins.
How are you?
Everybody, their name cards are all here.
Des, that's you.
Thank you very much.
Now, yeah. Mary, we'll get your name badge. There's about six Marys here. It's like the Bunty.
Orla Horn and her sister Karen are handing out name badges. Orla is the founder of the Forget-Me-Nots Choir.
There's always kind of the sense of a reunion. You know, it's a gathering of people who've become very comfortable with each other. So they come in, there's a lot of hugs and kissing and, you know, the volunteers and the members, the whole lot. We're all members of the choir.
How are you doing, Bridie? How are you, Amelia?
Good.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you? How are you doing?
Jimmy Duddy, who we met earlier, is just in the door.
How long are you here now? About 4 years, about, isn't it?
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
You just started.
Yes.
When I came out of the hospital.
Yes.
And we were passing down the road, and the sign was up.
Yeah.
And May said, "You're going to the choir."
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's and I said, "I'm not. I don't know how to sing."
Yeah. So, that didn't matter. Yeah. Half of us don't know how to sing. Okay, folks. Are you ready?
Yes!
Ah, that's more like it. Okay, we're going to...
Nora Walsh is the musical director.
Now that you're comfortable, throw back the shoulders, Jim. Right back. Yeah. Can I hear you say... Huh. And again. Huh. Lovely. And two in a row. Huh.
Founder Orla Horn looks on, smiling. Setting up the choir has been a personal journey, born out of the need to do something positive for her late mum, Kathleen.
We were experiencing Mammy becoming more and more confused and forgetful. We kind of thought, well, Mam's just getting older. But then it was getting kind of more pronounced than that. They actually told us that Mammy was in stage 6 to 7 of Alzheimer's. So it was quite a shock to us, but it also began to make a lot of sense as well. What we wanted to do was just, you know, work with Mam and the condition, but try not to allow the condition to define her, because she's such a happy person. She had a wonderful life, and we wanted to kind of keep her as happy as we could for as long as we could.
Widen the mouth. Stretch it.
What we always wanted it to be was a choir, instead of it being a kind of a gathering where you could sing, which... they do exist and they're great, but for us, we really wanted to have a quality arts programme where there was something that you could work to achieve and that it wasn't already defined how far you could go, but instead let the choir define how far it can go. And that's why we've been on this journey now for more than 4 years.
Little gestures make things easier in the choir. Every song sheet is accompanied by a picture, a reminder of what the song is, in case the words don't look familiar.
Okay, so that was all right. That was kind of between all right and mediocre. We got to give it a bit more punch. Can we give it more punch?
She's telling us to put feeling into it.
So it's don't fence me in.
Into that don't fence me in. Be strong.
Tea.
The well minute done. Break time is mentioned, there's immediate excitement.
Anybody else for coffee or tea?
My cup of coffee.
Conversations beginning, tea and biscuits relished.
We stopped for about a quarter of an hour. It's an opportunity to go around and just say hello. And
talking together after having not seen them for a whole week. We've bonded at this time.
You have to tell us about your tattoos.
Oh, I got this when I was 89.
They met through the choir, but Des and Audrey are old friends now, together with their pal Joe.
At our age, all your friends are dying off, including our spouses. I've only 3 close friends left, and the 3 of them are dying. But I come here at the age, I'm nearly 88, and I make all new friends. I mean, apart from the singing, it's a social gathering, isn't that right?
I was just telling her how much we look forward to meeting each other.
I sit over there and I watch everybody coming in that door, and everybody coming in has a smile on their face. It's remarkable, yeah.
And moving on to, you make me feel so young, so young.
You make me feel so young.
Break over, feet tapping. Eyes smiling, this choir is effervescent.
Every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
People remember things through music. They mightn't be able to remember even their family members' names. And yet with the music, we just hear such joyful exclamations coming from somebody. Their favourite song has just been sung, and they can't contain their excitement.
Are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
It is good for me. I had gone in it myself. I didn't want to bother it with anyone. I mingle. I know more people. And everybody has something to say to you, you know, no matter how bad I sing.
And it's only for the length of 2 hours, and yet it's a part of the week that's most important.
You make me feel so
You've been listening to Sing, a celebration of the power of community and making music together. Sing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee and is a Grey Heron Media production for RTE Lyric FM. Sing is presented and produced by Mary MacDonald. Gail Henry was the commissioning editor for RTE Lyric FM. Choir rehearsal and performance recordings were made by Dermot McIntyre and Daniel Clancy. The series was directed by Dermot McIntyre.
The Lyric Concert with Paul Herriot.